Wir haben daf nun heya mit Beis. Toi bo Rabbi Yochanan. Es ist Rabbi Yochanan heard the pshat of Rabbi Yishaya. Rabbi Yishaya hat said pshat Heimish and Imtseis bi Yerushalayim Schorim Oilois the Kevis Yivche Shlomim is speaking about Bebo Lochev Bidmeyem. According to Rashi, it's a bechine, he's mechalol tmimim. And according to Tosfos, he's mamish stealing these kolbonis for himself. It's making a tzizit b'mile in order to be mechalol the kolbon, in order to prevent kilkulim, people shouldn't be mail on this kolbon. And he has an intention, l'shem shamayim, that this korban should be niskara b'gabei mizbeach, have to be misakin all the sfeikas. So this is how Rabbi Yishaya had learned pshat in the Mishnah. Is toi bo Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan asked a kasha on Rabbi Yishaya. V'chi oimrim loy la odom amoid v'chatei v'shvil shetiske. So Rabbi Yochanan asks, he doesn't understand pshat, how could you tell a person to do a chet in order to be mezaka others? L'maise, he is doing a chet. So according to Tosfos, the chet is a poshet a chet. He's stealing the kolben, he's being moitzi the kolben l'chulin. So he's stealing from Hegdish. So that was Rabbi Yochanan's kasha. How can you tell someone to be moil behegdish, to steal? But he has good intentions, l'shem shemayim. We mentioned yesterday the Tosfos Rasha, but how can you be mad of such a thing? Let us see Rashi. Toi bo Rabbi Yochanan b'hoda Rabbi Yishaya, v'chi oimrim loy lo odom chatei. So Rashi, l'shitosai, we're not speaking about that he's taka stealing, he's being mechalo the behemoth. The whole behemis mizbeich also lechalol tmimo. There's an issa to be mechalol a behemo tmimo. Shenemar im behemo hatmeya upada biyarkecha. The whole impidion is davke if it's a behemo tmeya. And what does behemo tmeya mean? Vomama b'balimumim shenivdu akosuv medaba. A behemo tmeya means it's tomei lahakrove, it has a mum. Then that's a bar hakrob. That's a bar pdiya. Yochel yufdu al mum oiver. If it has a temporary mum, so we learn that, ashalo yakrivu mimeno. No, davke it's such a mum that it's mufke from hakrob. V'zeh sheboli molech. So this person is asking an eitzah. V'lochayv b'domeo. And he wants to be mechayiv himself, the domim, and to make a chilul an akol ben tomit bishvil shetiske lesakin hakravosu shal bahim ezu nanaim alay amoyd v'chatei lechalolo. So we'll tell him amoyd v'chatei lechalolo meizit yishibi machalo b'meizit is bishvil shetiske lesakin hakravosu shal bahim ezu. Where do we see such a thing? So Rashi learns the avere. Rashi learns he's not stealing from Hegdish, he's being machalo. We had mentioned in the beginning the Yalla Sashacha said it's a merdike nafkemine between Rashi and Tosfos. Does he have to make a maisa meshich in the behemah? According to Rashi, doesn't make a, according to Tosfos, he's moshech the behemah for himself. He's stealing it. So he has to make a maisa gzeil in the behemah. According to Rashi, doesn't touch the behemah, just takes money and says the kedusha of this behemah should be nitvas on this money with all the chesbonos. So Rashi says this is an issa. You're not allowed to do this. How are you permitted to tell him to do this? So we had mentioned when we learned Amud Aleph, there's a big problem on Shitas Rashi. Rashi says you make a chilul on a behemah tmimah, and the Mefarshim asked chilul was bachlal netchal on a behemah tmimah. Amum oiver, the Gemara says klar. That if you are machalol a behema and a mum oiver, the chilul isn't chal. So here, all of a sudden, Rashi splits it. The only problem is the avera sheboy. L'chayre, we had mentioned from the Pnei Yeshua that Rashi be'etzem held that this really is better than a mumayver. A mumayver, it says, shalayakrivu mimeno, and a mumayver you could be makriv, and here you can't be makriv because I don't know how to make a hakrove. I don't know how to make a hakrove. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says b'shitas Rashi. But the Idach Gisa we see, it's not equivalent to a mum, because why do you need Rav Meir? So the Gemara brings, Rav Meir holds that that you could be Mechalel, Bemezid, so we are somehow, we're Malkiv, Rav Meir, in this Chilul, in order to make the Chilul a Chilul. The exact mechanics, how it works, I don't know. Could be Mitzad Echad, it's lo yakrivu mimena, the way the Pnei Yeshua says, you can't be makriv, it mitzad acher could be, it's worse than a mum. A mum, it's a din, and that's some kolm. That's some kolm, is a lav bar hakrove. Here, the kolm is a bar hakrove, and only my ignorance makes, I can't be makriv. So could be this is in between. And because of this, could be without Rav Meir, we would say that the pidyon is in chal. So we have to come on to Rav Meir, and this the Rishonim say, from Rav Meir, we see Rav Meir was makel that you could be mafkia kedusha, afilutu gzeila. So according to Rav Meir, we can say that such a lo yakrivu mimeno, you could also be mafkia the kedusha. Somehow the Gemara was medame, the hafkos kedusha from Mila, that I should be capable of being mafkia the kedusha through chilul. This is a psashtikul la yakrivu mimenu. It's worse than a mum. It's in between. But according to Rav Meir, I could make it. I could be mafkiya the kedusha with such a chilul because it's for the psashtikul la yakrivu mimenu. But so it seems. So Rav Meir, if that is true, we have to understand the oimek hadvarim. So we need Rav Meir for the afkos kedusha. So pshat is really, it is not a bal mum. It's worse than a bal mum. So here's Rav Yechanan held, so good, you'll use Rav Meir for the Afkos Kedusha, but as the Aveira of Chilul Tmimim, that Rav Meir won't help you. There's an Isser over here. There's an Isser that one is not permitted to be Mechalol Tmimim. There's a Besundere Isser. So Rav Meir can only help on the Etzem Chalois that the Chilul is Chal. But the Isser, you want Mesaket. See, some say you want to be Matter the Isser because you're L'Shem Shemayim. And that Rabbi Yechanan says, we're not Matter Isserim L'Shem Shemayim. So therefore, Rabbi Yechanan wishes to disagree vehemently with Rabbi Shai. And lo Omer Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Mamtim lo, not the way you said Rabbi Shai, that as soon as we find the behemoth, we can, but whatever we can take care of, we take care of right away. No, we can't take care of anything right away. Mamtim lo adshe tumam. First of all, you have to wait till this behemoth will become a balmum. Umay, you see, that, so after it's a balmum, so now we have already, now we have a breita heter. There's a din, you could be paid the balmum. That's the posik. That's the pasuk in Behemat Mei Apod Abelkecha. Behemat Mei means a balmum. So now that it became a balmum, so now we're mechalalit umaisish tei behemis. Then he brings two behemis umasne, and then he makes a tnai. That's pshat, but it's not done right away the way Rabbi Shai said. We wait till it becomes a balasmum. What does Rashi say? Elama Rabbi Yechanan, ha diktani schorim oiris, oilais loi hi, not the behemah, the loi domeo, kreivim boi dot mime. Kozman, the behemah is at mime. Nothing is done. Our hands are tied. Elamam timlo, ache tumam mum kabua. We wait till it becomes about mum kabua. V'yeimut alachalo. Now, that's about mum kabua. So that's behemah atmeya podaber kecha. Now, you're permitted to be poided. Umais ishtei behemes, then he brings two behemes, chodal oila, b'chodal ishlomim, umasne, and he makes that night. Im zu oila, te zu oila tachtel. If it is an oila, so there should be an oila tachtel, bim koima. the Chavuto Shalmin Edove, and I'm Magdish the Chavuto for Shlomim. Vimzu Shlomim, Tezu Shlomim Tachtel, the Chavuto Eilos Nedove. So Mamele, that's how Rabbi Yechanan says Psha. Oh, Mama, so now we're going to go back. Zachorim Eilos. So we said Eilos Shlomim. Frag the Gemara Duma Taidei. We're chayish, maybe this pain is a kol. So you took care, if it's an oila, you took care, a shlomim, you took care. Maybe it's a toide. So the Gemara says, yeah, the maisi nami toide. You have to take bring a third pain, a toide. Fine. In fact, the Gemara, for a boy lechem, toide is not enough, you need lachme toide. The maisi nami lechem, you bring lechem also. I mean, this person is doing something, he wants that this kolben should be nikrav kil chosai, so itake brings lechem. Vidilma osham hu, frag the Gemara, maybe it's an osham. Now, that means like this. Mm-hmm. All these kolbones, toida, oila, shlomim, could be bob and nedove. All these things are nedoves. So we had a very easy oifen to help solve our problems. We had three behemoths, so we said, if this is an oila, let this be an oila. If it's not an oila, I'm making it an oila. And this we went with shlomim, with toida. So we solved all the problems. Maybe this is an osham. Now, if this is an osham, so you could say like this. If this is an osham, that baby should be an osham. Fine. But what if it's not an osham? So then you don't know what to do. You're stuck. So maybe it's an osham. This is absurd, not so poshut. So the Gemara says, oh, let me tell you something. Osham ben shtei shonim. An osham has to be 2 years old. It has to be an ayil. Vishtakach ben shonin. The Mishnah is speaking about, I found a canvas that's 1 year old. So Baruch Hashem. So there's no problem. It's not an osham, Baruch Hashem. And we see klar, I mean, they were able to tell the age of a canvas, of an ayil. They knew, they were able to tell. So Mamela, we found a behemoth that's a canvas. It's 1 year old. So there's no Savik, it's not an osham. And then Ayla Shlomim and Taida will take care. Like the Gemara, no. Vedulma Asham Mitzayrohu, Asham Nozeru. This Asham comes by a 1 year old. Most Ashamim, Asham Zeles, Asham Shivchacharuf, that's 2 years old. But Asham Mitzayrohu and Asham Nozeru is 1 year old. So Mo says, Lo Shchichi. How many Mitzarayim do you have already in Eretz Yisrael? How many Nazirim? That were Nitmuch. I mean, this already. This is not so shchiach, so memele, we don't have to be chayish. On this kash, I'll tell you loy shchiach. Frag the Gemara, vedulma pesachu, maybe it's a korban pesach, make the shlom and noilish, want to be, make a ticket, maybe it's a korban pesach. So the Gemara says, pesach bizmanoi mizer ziribe. Pesach bizmanoi is, people are very careful, you have to understand, there's thousands of sheep, and they didn't go to the army, these sheep. I mean, everyone was running around and those, there was thousands of things. So everyone was careful. They know I was Magdish for a Pesach, and those, people were careful. So you don't have to worry that it's a Pesach. Vishaloi bizmanoi. But maybe it's a Pesach, a Moisar Pesach. A Moisar Pesach, that means it was Mavrish for a Pesach. Somehow it wasn't Makrivit for some reason. So now it's a Moisar Pesach. So Moses says, Shlomimu, a Maisa Pesach is a din of a Shlomim, and I was already Mafrish a Shlomim. So Memele, so if it's a Maisa Pesach, it's a Shlomim. Frech the Gemara weiter, Vedilma Bochera Maisa Ninu, maybe it's a Bochera Maisa. So the Gemara says, what's your problem? Lamai Hilchisa, what are we doing now? What, the Zach is, you can't, what are you asking? There's no din chilul on bocher and meiser. I mean, the whole din pidyon is a kolben that a person made, so he can be mechallel it. This is meiser behemoth, it's bocher, this is mustama, there's no din chilul over here. So what are you asking? What's your problem? Lemechlini b'mumam. The shayla is, The only thing, how can we eat this behema after the mum? Chinami b'mum misachli. So memela, like, Kozman it doesn't have a mum. We have a whole bunch of problems. We can't do anything with this behema. So we wait till it has a mum. The kabonis, we could be misakin, we're misakin. If it's a, we can't be misakin, so finish. So we wait till it becomes a balmum, and Baruch Hashem, a b'chei balmum is muta b'achila. Ma'ase behemei balmum is muta b'achila. So we took care of all problems. Now before we see Rashi, I would like to mention a Tosfos HaRosh, which is Negeya Tosfos, but when we come to Tosfos, something will become very schwer. The beginning of the sugya, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said, we wait till it becomes a balmum. After it becomes a balmum, we take two behemis, and we say, if it's a noila, it should be a noila, if it's a shlomim, it should be a shlomim. Fracta Taisis Farosh, there's a problem. There's a problem already. An oila and a shlomim need smicha. You have to be Seimech. But who's Seimech? The Bailam are Seimech. The Bala Koban has to be Seimech. Now this person who is going out of his way, L'shem Shamayim, I mean, he's bringing the Koban. He realized, Nebuch, this person went and was Mafrish a Koban. I don't know what it is. Leila Shlomim. It got lost. It's Tach Nebuch HaRachmonis. This person invested $1,000 in a Koban. I don't know what to do. I want to help this person. So, good. We wait till it becomes a balmum. Now I say this is a noila, so this behemoth should be a noila, shlomim. And I'm gonna be makriv, the behemoth, the new behemoth, for him. I mean, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for him. That he should, the kob, that he was mafrish, that we're makriv, so we tell the koyim, it should be for the bailam, whoever the bailam is. It should be for the bailam. In fact, the Taisus HaRosh, but an oila and a shlomim needs smicha from the bailam. You're not the bailam. You're a person who's magdishit for the bailam. But you can't make smicha. You can't make smicha. So what did you take care of over here? And for the Taisus HaRosh. And yes, al-chatchila, it's not ma'akib, but al-chatchila, I shouldn't be makrib akobim without smicha. It's not ma'akib. So the Tais HaRosh answers, what should you do? You can't, but the evidence is a good Kolben. This is the only way you can help this person. The Nebuch is a Kolben here that won't be Nikrab. So Memele, so I want to be Makim this Kolben for him, so Smich is not Makim, so we have to look away. The Hoche, Kivin the Evsha Be'inyanacha Shorin. Okay, we just have to remember this Taisvis HaRosh, we'll come to Taisvis, we'll see interesante Sachen. Sagt Rashi, the Maisi Nami Toido, Umasne, you make a Tnai. Medumma Osham Hu, Velekele Meme, the Naisi Nami Osham, the Nosham Bob in the Dove, but in the Dove, if you're gonna make it, if it's not an Osham, no, so, you're not accomplishing anything. Umishani Osham ben Shtei Shonim. And Osham is 2 years old. Dasham Gzeilois, Umeilois, Vishivcha Charufe, Ksiv Behem Ayel. And an Ayel is after a year. Bahai Mas Nisen, Dishtakech ben Shonim. We found a baby that's a ben Shonim. Belekalis Fuki Bosham. So it's not an Osham. Baruch Hashem. Parek de Gemore, Vedulma, Asham Nozir, Asham Metzoyre, Dixibu Keves. There it says Keves. Keves is Teich Shnosoy. So the Gemore says, it's Lo Shriach. And then Asham Metzoyre, Asham Nozir, this is Lo Shriach. Bismanoi, so the Gemore said, maybe it's a Kolben Pesach. Kozman Shiroi Le Pesach. So people are very careful. I don't have to declare it's a Pesach. Shloi Bismanoi, O Bismanoi, Shlomimu. For Maisi Shlom. So the Gemara is for maybe it's a Bechor, maybe a Maisa. So Mas is Lamai Hilchese, Tirutzi, Kloima. Lamai Hilchese Osis Lesfukinu Bechor Maisa. What is your question? You're asking a question, maybe it's a Bechor Maisa. So what do you want to ask? What's your question? Lamechlinu Bemumai. that to eat it b'mumay shesavik b'chayr savik ma'isa necholim b'mumam lebailim. It's nechal b'mumam lebailim shrei ein lam pidyon. V'hani nami l'chenifto necholim b'mumam. V'ayichlam b'teres b'chayr ma'isa. And he eats a packet properly the way a bechor and maisa should be eaten. She nishchotim beitlis, vei nishkolim belitra. This is a psabakovadik oifen, how we eat a bechor. How we eat a bechor and a maisa, a balmum. Let us see Taisvis. The maisi nami toida. So the Gemara says, you bring a toida, you bring a third bein. The im taima. Why have to bring another behemoth? The one that you're using for a shlomim, yasne behemoth. So let's make the same behemoth. We'll say it. Whatever. If it's a shlomim, it's a shlomim. If it's a toide, it's a toide. Vi mishum hamatonis, the matonis, the matnas dam, habishoven. The same way. Shnaim shein arbe. Ve'im mishum deloyshavu ba'achilosam. Oh, this is a problem. That means if I'm going to say it's either a shlomim or a toide, so now how long will you be able to eat it? The shlomim necholim l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. V'toide l'yoyim v'layla. A toide is only eaten one day. So we have a klal ve'ein mevi'in kochim lebeis apsul. You do not create a situation that you're making a kolben which does not have the proper time to be eaten. That's why we don't say mizma l'soider at Pesach, because mizma l'soider is b'mokim ha'toider. They didn't bring a toider at Pesach because at Pesach it's not too much time. You don't have enough time to eat the toide. You can only eat it until this man had the achilas chametz. So memelech, she's not allowed to bring the toide at Pesach. And because of that, you have to have the proper. You cannot make a korban that you cannot bring a korban which will not have the proper time of eating it. That means you're pressed for time, you won't be able to eat it, become puzzled. You don't do such a thing. So Mamela Sotaisi says, I have a very good teretz on the kasha. Yes, the kasha, let's take the shlomim, and we'll say, if it's a shlomim, it's a shlomim. If it's a toide, it's a toide. So Mamela, I'll ask you, after a day and a night, what happens now? She won't be able to eat it, because maybe it's a toide. So what did I, but maybe it's a shlomim. So Lamaisa, so what did I do? I made a shlomim should not by making this condition on the shlomim, maybe it's a toide, I took away this man achila from the shlomim. The shlomim can only eat now because of my dreidel, can only eat it for a day and a night. Not allowed to do such a thing. So Mamil, that's we bring the third behemoth. As that's how Taisus wants to fend for the kasha. So Taisvis says, Al Kochoch Haitanik Sova de Mevim. This Tana holds that the Mokim Sofik, you're allowed to do it. Midiktoni Bisomoch Pesach Shalai Bismana Ishlomim. Limoyas Takasha, maybe it's a Pesach. Moses Pesach Bismana Mizaziri. Maybe it's a Moisa Pesach. So it's a Shlomim, the Gemara says. Frektach Taisvis. Afagav the Pesach in the Nechal of the Yom Ba'alayla, Yishlomim Necholim Lebeis Yomim Ba'alayla, Alme Loichayish Min Achila. You see from this Gemara, and another Mephoshim bring this, a Psatane, that says that Tzoyrech, you don't have to be Machmer, Makim Sofik, you don't have to be Machmer, and you could bring Kochim Lebeis Apsul, in such a case. So Memele, so just like so Akochach, we see that this Tana holds. Akochach, we see that this Tana holds that there's no problem of mevi'in kochim lebeis apsul. So with this shlomim, we can make a dreidel. It's either a shlomim or a toide. like to say over a beautiful Zach I saw in Dvar Yaakov, he brings from the Mikdash David. And Tosfos Kasha, the Raivet answers this tenet. The Raivet asks this Kasha also. Why do you have to bring another Behemoth? Let's make the Shlomim, either it's a Shlomim or a Taide. Raivet says, and we're being caught from the Basim. So get such a thing. So the Ritva and the other Rishim, what do you mean? I mean, the Gemara says, Mamish by Meister Pesach, you do it, all of a sudden. Here he gets from. So the Mikdash Tovit says, Amor de Kezach. He says, the halacha is that a Meister Pesach is a Shlomim, it's a Din Shlomim, but it's unique, it's eaten L'yayim V'layla. So he says, we can clear achkira. What is pshat in this? It's a shlomim that's eaten for a day and a night. So I could say two mahalchim. One mahalach I can say, this is a type of a shlomim. Maisa peser is a shlomim that's eaten for a day and a night. Like this, shalmei nozer. Shalmei nozer is also a shlomim that's eaten for a day and a night. Maisa peser is a shlomim that's eaten for a day and a night. Fine. That's one way I can learn. I can learn another way. I could learn shatas like this, that really, Meisa Pesach is a shlomim. In mitzat shlomim shaboy, you eat it 2 days and a night. It's shlomim. So why do you only eat it a day and a night? Because since Tchilas Hekdeshoy was a Pesach, I didn't start off with a Meisa Pesach, I started off, I made this a Pesach. And mitzat the Hekdesh of Pesach, it cannot be eaten 2 days. So the Zmane Achila, even though now, after Pesach, it transforms to a Shlomim, but this Hagbole of Zman Achila that it had Betchilas Hekdesh remains. So this prevents me from eating the Shlomim 2 days. Because it was Betchilas Hekdesh was a Pesach. Fine. So this Bema I can't eat. 2 days. He says, but what will the din be if I'll be mechallel this, now the shlomim got a mum, and I'll be mechallel it. So the chillel is on the kedusha shlomim. So the behema, which will be nischallel on this meisa pesach, you'll eat 2 days in a night. Because mitzat shlomim shaboy, you eat it 2 days in a night. No, mitzat chilas hekdesh, it was once was a pesach, so that is magbel, that the mitzat shlomim, I can't eat it longer. But if you'll make chilul, so the chilul will be 2 days in a night. So mamela zutta, so the raivit said a very good teretz. The raivit says, hey, maybe in kochim lebeis absul. You can't make one beima toide in a shlomim if it's a toide, so then I can't eat the shlomim. I argue more, I say pesach, you can eat that shlomim 2 days in a night. That's what the Mikdash David wants to say. Al kaponim, a beautiful beer in the raivit. Aber Kaponim, Taisvis holds that, Taisvis holds the other way. It's a unique shlomim, you only eat a day and a night. The Yeshlema. So Taisvis answers, the Taida boy lechem. Taida needs lechem. So Memele, so you're saying you're using the shlomim for the Taida. Fine, I'll buy that. It's other a Taida, other a shlomim, but you need lechem also. Vim taima, frektoises, laisi lechem. So let's bring lechem. Viyasne, im hi toido, arei lachmo. If this is a toido, this is the lechem. Vim hi shlomim, teira lechem the dove. That means all the, again, you can save a whole behemoth. Why do you have to be mafresh? 3 behemoths. We'll make this. Other a toido, other a shlomim. The lechem, you might have to be mafresh the lechem. But either this will be lachmei toido or be an adove. So Taisa says, I'm sorry, oin lechem bo adove. You can't bring lechem for an adove. V'chulam bazori. There's no such thing. I bring lechem in adove. K'demrini beperikat toido. So memele. So that is why you have to be makreb a third, mafrish a third behemah for a toido. So the Gemara says, v'dulma oshemu. So Taisvah says, v'im taima. Now what's the problem? Why do you, what's the problem? V'im taima v'yasne ba'oison shel shlomim. I have a shlomim over here. So let's go and take the shlomim. Toshovu b'matonis. They have the same matonis. That means it's shtayim shema, but the same zrikis adam. So I'll say, if this is a shlomim, that's a shlomim, the first one, this is a shlomim. If this is an osham, this is an osham. I go over to the kohen, I tell him, what is this? I tell him, give him a whole bunch of directions. You just think like this, this is for the bailim, and if it's a shlomim, it's a shlomim, it's an osham, it's an osham. That's all what you have to think. Finish. Oh, maybe there's a problem of smiche. What's the problem of smiche? V'shlamim tunim smiche, v'osham ein ton smiche. Oh, so now you won't know what to, you won't know what to do. I mean, I have a behemah here, and he makes smiche. What makes smiche? Ha smiche loy makve. So you want me? Smiche isn't makib. Smiche isn't makib. That's so. Taisa says, listen, save money to buy a third behemoth, not have to go overboard. So, smicha is in market. So here we have a shekelcha problem. We had started off in the beginning, the Taisa Sarosh says, the shlomim also needs smicha, and we can't make smicha, because it needs smicha from the bailam. So what, all of a sudden Taisa says, I have a teretz why you can't make it a shlomim or an osham, because you need smicha. Are you making smicha? Yes or no? So the Rishash Lamaisa wants to say, that's what Taisa's answer, smicha isn't ma'akib. The Chazanish says, it doesn't seem like that, that shot in Taisa's. But upon him, so we have a shtickle problem. When the Rehitis, Loshen had Taisa's, it would seem that means that you know why you can't make it an Osham? Because you'll have a problem with smicha. If it's a shlomim, it needs smicha. If it's an osham, it doesn't need smicha. That was, I says, smicha is a makiv, so what makes smicha? Aber weiss tais fin tais vis, that you have a problem. So the kasha is, Rabid, if it's a shlomim, it needs smicha. Do you make smicha? You can't make smicha. The Tais HaRosh says that the Baila makes smicha. You can't make smicha. So why is Tais all of a sudden there's a problem of smicha? A gesundtafach. There was a problem when we saw at the beginning. He brought to Behemoth. There was a problem of smicha. Svayim b'Tais HaRosh v'tim tzenachas. Fafalun. We can't make smicha. I mean, so now all of a sudden when Tais has a problem with Hashem, maybe that's a teretz. No, smicha is a market. So I mean, So the Rishash wants to say that that's good for Pshat and Taisvis. I mean, we're living without Smichet Mitzad Shlomim also, but the Taloshin is very schwer. Ve'im Mishum Achila. The Hanoshim is eaten for one day, and the Shlomim is eaten for 2 days. Hakasov Nevim Kotsum Le'Beisapsul. I mean, the whole Gemara goes Nevim Kotsum Le'Beisapsul. So what's the problem of Osham? Like this is Moiridik, if it's Hanoshim, it's Hanoshim. It's a Shlomim. There's a problem of nesachim. A shlomim needs nesachim, and an osham ain't torn nesachim. Fine. So that's that. So now we have a teretz. You won't know what to do. Shlomim needs nesachim. So I saw that Dvar Yaakov, he has 2 mahalchim in Taisvis. I mean, before we asked the kasha smicha, smicha is a makib. Smicha is a makib. Now all of a sudden Taisvis says, so what's the problem? Nesachim. So he says one of the two. Either Taisvis holds Nesachim is makib. So we have a problem. If it's a shlomim, it needs Nesachim. If it's a nosham, no Nesachim. That's one way to learn Pshat. Or we could learn Pshat and Taisus, it brings an Atzmas Yosef, that says another Mahalach. It could be Nesachim and not Ma'akib. Come without Nesachim, but the evidence of Kashri come. So let's say the same Shtik Teire we said by Smiche. You make without Smiche. So he says there's a difference between Smiche and Nesachim. What's the difference? Smiche is a din in the Bailim. The Bala Kobin has to be Soymech on the Kobin. It has nothing to do with the Kobin. It's a din in the Bala Kobin. The Bala Kobin that's bringing the Kobin has to be Soymech Yodav on the Kobin. That's proper. Als Bala Kobin, this is what you have to do. You can't do it? So you can't be finished. It's, but the carbon, we're makrib the carbon kill chasai. Nisachim is a din in the carbon. That's how the carbon should be nikrib. The carbon comes with nisachim. So I'll say, we'll make a carbon a halfway carbon. That chazal never were matter. To make a halfway carbon, a carbon that needs nisachim, or make it without nisachim, that we won't do. So mamelis, even though it's not ma'akib, but we won't be makrib such a carbon. Yeah. V'shloimer d'ein lahath nisachim v'shlomim, shrei shlomim tunin nisachim, v'oshim ein toy nisachim. V'ein loimer sheyasnel nisachim, let him make it tonight. V'oimer im hi shlomim mutev, v'im lav ye nischei nedover. Nisachim can come be nedover already. I'll bring nisachim, I'm on the v'shech. So Taisvah says, ein nischei choyve v'nischei nedover shoven. A nesachim of a kolben and a nesachim of a nedove are not, the avoide is not the same. She nischei chayve lisafolim. The nesachim of a kolben, so there was safolim on the mizbeach and it was poured on the safolim. The nischei nedove mizalfen agabe ishim. The nischei nedove were mizalf agabe ishim. So you have no weight. Stop. So the Gemara said further, V'dilme Hashem Nozir V'Hashem Metzairu. So the Gemara said, Anoshem Baruch Hashem is speaking about this. It's 1 year old, it's not Anoshem. In fact, the Gemara, maybe it's an Hashem Nozir V'Hashem Metzairu. V'im Taima, V'Taisves, Hashem Metzairu Miye Yasne B'Shlomim. Hashem Metzairu, I don't have any problem. Sherei Shoven Hein B'Nisachim. So Mamele, no problem. This kash is not shver. Hashem Metzoyre is not shver. I have an eitzer. Maybe it's a noshem. V'yeshloim medike kushim Hashem nozer. V'Hashem Metzoyre noket agav Hashem nozer. You're right. The Hashem Metzoyre is no problem. Gemara chapto on Hashem Metzoyre. Dike kash is Hashem nozer. Oid yeshloim. The V'Hashem Metzoyre ike cheshosh achine. שצריך ליתם מדומי על בוהנס מצוירה והוכה לכם מצוירה. So then Taisvah says, a new problem. There's a new problem by Hashem מצוירה. You have to put the dam on the מצוירה. There's no מצוירה over here. פרקת החזייניש, בין זה גמורה, that is a מהקב. He didn't put the dam on the bahinus of the mitzvah. It's not ma'akib. So let's say baita. It's not ma'akib. Zukta chazaynish to bring an osham mitzvah, and we shouldn't be makrivet kemitzvosoi. We don't do such things. That means if we mechallel it, I make it an Hashem Metzoyre, we'll bring it to the base of Migdash, but we won't make a proper anhogi with this. Anoshim, we need the, this will be an Hashem Metzoyre without a Metzoyre, without Matanboim. We don't do such things. So here the Dvar Yaakov asks Akasha, here we got stuck. He says, Bishloim Abayin Nesochim, we set along this. Nesochim is a chelik of the kolb. To come into the base of Middash, I have problems and shailas, so I'll make a korban rabbi say, it'll be a halfway korban. But the evidence is good. We don't do such things. We don't create such korbanos with a halfway korban. So he said, we said as well, Nesochim is a chelik of the korban. Smiche is a din in the bailam. So Memele, so if the Bailam won't have smicha, but the Kolben is a proper hakrobe. Masha'en kein Nesachim, which is a chelik of the Kolben, that we won't make a Kolben without Nesachim. Frekta Matan Bohenes is zichen not a din in the Kolben. It's a din in the tire of the Bailam. The Kolben is, this is a din in the tire of the Bailam. So Lechayre, what is the difference between smicha and Matan Bohenes? By smicha, we said, well, no, so make it without smicha. And by matan bohenes, we say that you can't make matan bohenes. That discussion that Vayakiv asks on Taisvus. Perhaps we could say there's a difference. The a metzoyre is a mechusa kippurim. That means the kabbonis. It brings three kabbonis. It brings an osham, an oila, an achatas. And then afterwards, after all the kabbonis, is mutatit kachim. But the purpose of these kabbonis is to be metayerim. I mean, all of these three kabbonis, the chippa all of a toyer. After everything, he becomes toyer. He needs three kabbonis to be metayerim. So here it could be, it's not like smiche. Smiche is, there's a kolbin, and the bailim, als bailim, should make smiche. If I have difficulties to make it, so you won't make smiche. Here, since the purpose of the kolbin is to be metayerim, and the three kabbonis are metayerim, after all three kabbonis, it becomes toyer. So the three kabbonis are metayerim. So if this is the purpose of the kolbin, so we'll make a halfway tare. It'll be without matan bainis. Well, but the evidence also good. Could be this is equivalent to nesachim. Even though it's, because the purpose of the kolbin is the tar of the metzaire, so it could be that, here they didn't want to bend backwards and bring a kolbin with a halfway tar, which but the evidence is good.